This is Simon Peterson with Reflections. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for." And the word translated substance in this verse is the Greek word hypostasis. When they translated the New Testament from the Greek nearly 400 years ago, they were still puzzled by this word hypostasis, as it seemed to be some kind of business terminology not normally used in classical Greek literature. All they knew was that it meant something fairly substantial, and so they translated it as substance. But just recently, archaeologists uncovered the remains of an old inn in northern Israel. There they found a small iron chest containing the valuable papers of some Roman noblewoman who had owned lands and property in Israel. And almost every paper had this title in big letters across the top, Hypostasis. They were all title deeds to her properties. This Roman woman had perhaps never seen her properties in Israel, but she knew they were hers, and she could prove her ownership because she had the title deeds. Someone promised to give me a car once, and they sent the title deed to me by mail. Though I'd never seen the car, never driven it, I knew it was mine because I had the title in my hand. So faith is what? The title deed. Now faith is the title deed to things hoped for. If you've asked the Lord for something but haven't seen the answer yet, don't worry. If you have real faith, then you've got the title to it in your hands and your name is written on it. It's yours and you will see it eventually. This is Simon Peterson with Reflections. Papa one day went into a room where his little girl was bright-eyed and happy as could be. Somebody had just given her a box of beautiful beads. The little girl ran to her papa immediately to show this little gift. "They're very beautiful, my child," he said. "But now, my dear, throw them into the fire." The little girl looked for a moment. It was a great trial. "Now, I shall not compel you to do it. I leave it to you, but you never knew Papa to ask you to do a thing that was not kind to you. I cannot tell you why, but if you can trust me, do so." It cost a great effort, but the little child began in her own way to think, "Father has always been kind to me. I suppose it is right." And she took the box and with great effort threw it into the fire. The father said no more for some time. The next day, however, he gave her something far more beautiful, which she had long desired. "Now," said he, "my child, I did this to teach you to trust in our greater Father in heaven. Many a time in your life, he will require you to give up and avoid what you cannot see the reason for avoiding. But if you trust Jesus as you have trusted me, you will always find it best." This is Simon Peterson with Reflections. Robert G. Letourneau was the world's first manufacturer of heavy-duty earth-moving equipment. He once shared this testimony. "Our young people had been going regularly to a mission to hold a gospel service, and I had been going with them. One night, I had some special work to do. I was operating a small factory at the time, and the machinery had to be built the next day, for which I had to make the design that night, in order that a crew of men on contract could build it the next morning. How could I do my work and attend the meeting at the mission? The Lord and I had quite a struggle when I was trying to decide what to do. Although I could not understand how I was going to get the plan drawn for the next morning, I went with the young people, and we had a profitable time. I returned home about 10 o'clock. Up to that time, I had been unable to make a single plan. I sat down at the drafting board, and in about 5 minutes, the outline and plan was as plain as could be. What is more, the little piece of machinery designed that night has been the key machine in all that I have been building since. It pays to put God first."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?